Conference Spotlight Cards. You can cut out these cards and use them to remind you of what you learn in general conference. Young men, I admonish you to prepare for service as a missionary. Young sisters, you also make a valuable contribution as missionaries. President Thomas S. Monson. Prayer is the source of our testimony of truth, of our knowledge, and of our personal guidance from a loving Heavenly Father. Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Each of you is a unique child of God. God knows you individually. He sends messages of encouragement, correction, and direction fitted to you and your needs. President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. No child needs to walk the path alone. Through the Savior's help, we can all return to our Heavenly Father's presence. Rosemary M. Wixom, Primary General President. Walk in nature, watch a sunrise, enjoy God's creations, ponder the truths of the restored gospel, and find out what they mean for you personally. Learn to see yourself as Heavenly Father sees you, as His precious daughter or son with divine potential. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. Receiving the Holy Ghost starts with our sincere and constant desire for His companionship in our lives. Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. We become what we want to be by consistently being what we want to become each day. Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. You can start today by being an example of the believers in faith and in purity. Strengthen your faith and testimony daily through scripture study and prayer. Keep your baptismal covenant. That will keep you pure and worthy for the guidance of the Holy Ghost. Sister Marion Cook, First Counselor in the Young Women General Presidency. End of the article, Conference Spotlight Cards.